Earlier this week, I had the privilege of giving a tour of the church to our third graders from our school. And took the kids in, led them up to the altar here, to the tabernacle, rolled them the sides, and then back into the sacristy. And gave them a tour of little details that, for many of us, go unnoticed. And I told the kids in the outside of the church, every little detail means something in a Catholic church. Every single detail. And the more we can learn about, investigate those little details, suddenly something like a boring mass comes alive for us. We realize every little detail means something, an expression of God's love for us. But as I was taking the kids around, one of the things that really struck me was the way in which they learn. You know, I would say a statement about the altar, a tabernacle, hand would go up, Father, I don't understand this. Please clarify this for me. They didn't care if they didn't understand something, didn't know. They just asked a question about it. And then they would put pieces together. And Father, is this connected with this? I absolutely loved watching the way they learn. And as we begin Catholic Schools Week, my friends, I think while we reflect upon the greatness of a Catholic education on our own St. John's Catholic School, I think we should perhaps take a page out of our children's book and recognize what are the ways in which we should learn. We should imitate our young people, our students, and the way they explore their faith. Yes, we are here today to celebrate Catholic schools. And a Catholic education, as I said at the beginning of Mass, is an education of the full person. What sets us apart as a Catholic school from any other school? Is the fact that it's not just head knowledge that we learn. It's not just athletics, but rather a examination, an education, a lifting up of the whole person. Jesus Christ came to this earth and established his church that people might be transformed completely. And to be educated in a Catholic way is to be educated fully, body, mind, and soul. That's what we celebrate this week. But we should look to our young people and say, they learn without being afraid of being wrong. They ask questions wanting to know the answers. They want to investigate and see the joy of learning. Shouldn't we follow their example? In our gospel today, I think we have several points that can kind of guide us in our reflections on what our school kids learn. And what we can learn from Jesus and the ways in which our school kids learn about the faith. In our gospel today, we have very interesting passages linked together. We have today the beginning of the Gospel of Luke. And Luke begins his gospel very differently than any of the other gospel writers. He basically states his credentials. He tells you why he's writing the book and that his account will be historically accurate. He says, I have investigated all the different accounts of the life of our Lord Jesus, and I have taken statements from the eyewitnesses and put together this orderly and chronological account of the life of Jesus. Just put it in very basic terms, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, walked upon this earth. It really historically happened. The first insight we can learn from our gospel and from the way our children learn in school is learning the narrative of Jesus. We must know his story. Learning about the Christian faith is actually pretty simple. It's knowing a story, knowing the story of Jesus, and then branching out of that, knowing the story of the history of the world, salvation history, the fall of man all the way to Christ's redemption, death on the cross, and then his resurrection out of love for us up to our own day. My friends, this is the story we must learn for ourselves and must impart to our young people. We must know the story of Jesus. But Luke doesn't just stop there. He doesn't say, just know the story. No, Luke goes out of his way to say, this story is real. This story actually happened. It is capital T true. And that gives us another insight into how our children learn. They receive what we give them as true, as something that's real. And don't we need to embrace the faith, the teachings of the church, as true and real for us? Not something to be disregarded or placed in a box for Sunday, but rather something we embrace, we build into our life and say, yes, Lord, I believe that you came and that you continue to move in my life and the lives of those who follow you. This is why the faith is important. But Luke even pushes it further. We have the beginning, the first paragraph of the Gospel of Luke, and then it skips to chapter 4, when Jesus goes into the synagogue and proclaims a passage from the prophet Isaiah. And at the heart of that passage is a message of liberty and the joy of freedom. Jesus came not just to teach us truths, not just to tell a story, but to liberate us from the power of sin and suffering, that our lives can be transformed by his grace. And he says, the poor of this world, which, make no mistake, is each and every one of us. The poor of this world, if they follow Jesus, can be redeemed, renewed, given new life through his power. So it is not only true, it is not only real. The message of Jesus is good for us. Is good for us. And we need to embrace that wholeheartedly. And lastly, my friends, if we embrace all these things, we realize the goal of our life. Interestingly, we go back to the beginning of the gospel. Notice that St. Luke addresses his gospel to a specific person, the most excellent Theophilus. This person probably existed. Theophilus probably was a real person who Luke wrote this gospel to, and Theophilus probably distributed it to his community, and then it gained popularity. But the way in which the Holy Spirit writes a gospel is so nuanced. It's not written just to one person. The name Theophilus means one who loves God. The gospel of Luke, the gospel message, is written to one who loves God. And shouldn't that be the goal of every one of our Catholic students? Shouldn't that be the goal of every one of us? The gospel is written to us, we who love God, we who wish to grow in our love for God. That's the goal. That is why we are educated in a Catholic school. That is why we continue with a Catholic education. You know, there's a common phrase, our education is the work of a lifetime. And in that very cliche phrase, there is so much truth. We must be educated each and every day, and our Catholic education is the work of a lifetime. If I were to leave you with one practical thought, it is this: read every day. You should read every day. I was thinking about what you should read. Take up the Catechism or the Gospel of Luke to start. You can literally read a paragraph or a page and have that be your reading every day to learn about the faith and grow in your spiritual life. We should do this individually. But then I'd like to extend it even further to families. One of the ways in which I was educated and the way in which my faith stuck with me was that my parents read to me just about every day. They read the Bible to me, Lives of the Saints. They read different works of literature and just books that my family liked. I was telling my parents the other day how much I enjoy that memory, how much that sticks with me, and encouraging them to do that with more so with my younger siblings. We must read every day, individually, and as a family, because those things go hand in hand. Yes, we must each be educated and educate individually in our Catholic faith, but we recognize that the education our children receive in school should be complemented, or rather, our school should be the complement to the education they receive at home. Catholic education begins first in the home with parents and families, and is built up, renewed, enriched by the Catholic education in the school system. My friends, we are here to receive the greatness, the great message of our Lord and his church, and how privileged we are to be here. And yet, make no mistake, this takes work and sacrifice. But as St. Luke tells us in this beginning of his gospel, yes, it may take sacrifice. Yes, it's tough. But it is true. And it is real. Jesus Christ loved us, died for us, was raised from the dead out of love for us. And that truth, that reality, causes us great joy. So for each of us, let us pray at this Mass that we be renewed in our own commitment to learn about our faith, to be transformed by the love of Jesus, and to follow Him, not just here at Mass, but all the way in our life to the gates of heaven.